you know, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading.
Thanks for everything.
Like I said, we do it just for the love, you know. And the love y'all show us, you know, keeps us going, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, E. Roger Mitchell. I have to give him the shout out, you know. He's an actor, you know, does, you know, Tyler Perry movies and what have you, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to him, you know, and congratulations on your engagement, you know what I'm saying? Getting married soon, you know what I mean? And send me my invitation, because if Tyler Perry's coming to the wedding, I want to sit right next to him. For real.
He worth a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? A
little bit of money.
I don't want no money. Just tell me how you got your money and push me in that direction so I can.
Yeah, we ain't trying to be gold diggers.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you can fund me. You don't have to give me no straight cash.
Invest in my business. Don't just give me money. Invest in my business.
I'm gonna give you the idea and you can run with it then, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my man Keith Simmons too. Invest in Raw Radio, that's all.
Exactly, you know. The product we're giving you is dope, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We filling the need and the void that nobody else is giving you, you know what I'm saying? And with that being said, you know, we got a set coming up by my man DJ Rock.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
New shit. Oh my,
new shit. You know?
Yeah.
And we're going to be featuring, you know, artists that we like. Artists that are dope, you know. Artists that got new shit that y'all need to be up on, you know what I'm saying? Sort of like an education, you know, hip hop 101 for y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we gave y'all the old school, now we about to hit y'all with the new, you know, show you that we relevant, you know what I'm saying? And without further ado, you know, whenever you're ready, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of new school, I gotta get some shout outs real quick. You know, I gave the hip hop shout outs earlier. I wanna give the athletic out shout outs right now. You know, big shout, you know, up. Outdoor season coming up soon for track and field. Big shout out to my School of the Arts / World of Inquiry / Freddie Thomas track team. You know, we about to do big things in outdoor. But also, I want to give a shout out to the college American record holder, the national record holder in the 500-meter dash, Bryson Spratlin out of Webster, New York.
Okay.
You know, this dude started running track 2 years ago. His first time running track was outdoor season, his senior year of high school. The dude was the New York State champion in the 400-meter dash, and he broke the Section 5, which is the Rochester, region's record. He broke the Section
That's
5
big.
Record, and he was a state champion in the 400-meter dash, first time ever running track.
That's
Didn't
big.
Run indoor track, ran outdoor. And now
That's
he
huge.
Is the college national record holder in the 500-meter dash. And he possibly can go to the Olympic Games. This is like when March comes, like mid-March. It'll be 2 years that he's been running track in his life, and he could possibly make the Olympic team. So big shout out to you.
Wow.
And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep on with the hard work. And that's all I got to say. I'm about to get in this mix.
Yo, shout out to Jasmine Dutton. You know, she's up there running in the buff, you know what I'm saying, and doing her thing, you know what I'm saying. Oh, man, DJ Rock is ready. So without further ado, let me stop talking, and let's get into the new music. Shall we?
Y'all ready for this?
DJ Rock is about to go in.
I got magic and I got poetry on my fingertips.
Like we always do about this time.
You are now about to witness the strength of
DJ Rock on the turntables.
This what y'all been blogging about, right?
Uh-huh.
Slice that show. Temporal with pimps from Florida, friends from Europe.
Fellini, white and black. I don't know. I feel a way about your action. What can you offer me? Apologies, security, amazing publicity, occult status, obscurity. Cause I do nothing for the purity, the love. Get the fuck on with that. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another girl who chose a different path. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another girl who chose a different path. So don't you dare. This ain't funny, so don't. Fellini, white and black. I don't know. I feel a way about your action. With all you offer me, apologies, security, amazing publicity, occult security. Cause I do nothing for the pure love, love. Get the fuck off that, nothing, nothing, sure. Don't forget your white gloves to deal with it. Grown ass woman who's no prone to fear and shit. Piss up in your snow cone, jackass. So here's a tip. Don't hit the gray snow. Go fix your face, bro. I swing my mace low. I don't mean mace, no. Go woke your body, that crazy 88 flow. No, folks, your army brat made in a place, so I'm really not afraid of them. I'm Project Mayhem. I'm complex based on an abominable case study based on a phenomenon in space, buddy. Take that. Take that. Diddy. In your face. Eddie, turn the lights off, Teddy. You are not a beautiful snowflake, Chuck. When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro hunt. If we gonna use quotes to step your quote game up, hit the sample, hit girl. Okay, you cunt.
You don't like it, my boy.
You're like Jack Cousteau exploring in jacuzzis. Oh, wow, you really got deep there. 3 feet, whoa, what a fucking reach, yeah. OMG, can you even come back up for air? Raffle a mouth. No one really cares. I'm at a Waffle House, deep picking chair. Do you believe on a jukebox and dancing on a chair? My sleeves rolled up, I don't give a fuck, fam. I'm me, so what? Me, genius, damn. Five bad, rap good. I'm the entire back row with a class wood. You please stop trying to teach me, I'm past. Advanced region smashed it. Peed on it. Kelly, Kelly, Regis, Justin, Kelly, Kelly, zacked it. Might not get it. Rewind to get active. I spin, spit different. Whatever. Hipster arachnid. Specifically classics, but consider me average if I mention it public. Cause you bound to be clowned for including me in the rap list of the top motherfuckers who ass kick. Not that the statement's not accurate. Just the motherfuckers need to face the facts a bit. Your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, nigga, handle it. New York, West Side in the 20s, Chelsea, handle it. Shit. So what? I don't care. Nope. I can afford to eat bars like it's healthcare in America. Fuck it. I fail here. All hail the prevailing queen of fuckery here. Crown tilted to the side and finger fuck in the air. Up chucking the beer, leg humping the stud. Gun tucked in the rear pocket, dunking the fuzz. Wait, I don't carry no guns. Double negative. I really don't have any guns.
Syndicate, 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 syndicate.
My real name, my rap shit. No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up, nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Short the pass, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast, took my pistol in the grass.
Not especially theoretically, we just different genetically. They ain't named me the champion yet. So it's ACG's champion sweats. Homie, this is just a thought. For Donnie Walk DJs, they don't want to play the best nigga in New York. Niggas married to the streets. I'm married to a bottle of Patron wearing a wedding dress. Y'all niggas is dead unless you see we have not been playing. The slaughterhouse ain't no goddamn game. Show up to the bar where you hang, shoot at your bottle like, ho, we pop champagne. No disrespect to all these boy Jimmy. I ain't Prince Akeem, but I will greet you with the sweepers or the semis. These other lame rappers is broke, they so cold. They got a name low, so to have a fabulous quote. And to the fofo grabbing they throat, telling them, choke your niggas. Arms all froze like they having a stroke. In minutes, y'all niggas. Bonkers, kick a stomper, put a nigga sleeping in the slumper. I am not the one, bruh. It's my response to that nigga hiding out in Yonkers. That nigga.
Syndicate.
This is
Rad
Radio.
Damn, my heart's going bad. Gotta get home cause my kids need dad. Got me on World Star, now I'm on Vlad. Media throw me in the pit like Brad. Can't get mad, it works both ways, so I'm sad. Plus glad, forgot what I had. Rad, right ways, definition for cool. Me behind the 8-4, definition for cool. Rick for seizure, heavy D the freezer. Now I'm all hooked up, monitor with a pizza. IV's in me. Can you feel me, Jimmy?
Yeah.
People in prayer on my Facebook and Twitter. Post fam like, don't you leave me, nigga.
Yes.
Are you in Paris? Cause this shit's crazy. Thank God and his son that saved me.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I'm gonna find it, yeah, I'm gonna find it.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Yeah, I'm going this way.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I'm gonna find it, yeah, I'm gonna find it.
There must be some kind of way.
Oh yeah, I'm going that way. Yeah, I'm blessed cause I made it. Now everybody coming after E, now I hate it.
Yeah.
It's not their fault, it's the mess I created. It's time to get the fake and the real separated. This almost killed me, so-called fame. Seeing me in the picture, they under my name. Shame, I live life for everyone but me. The money I work for, they getting it free. Saying they love me to death and all that. Saying I look good, me knowing I'm fat. Who the hell are these people? I don't even fit here. Who bathroom is this, man? I don't even sit here. Never tried the red light and tried the scheme. But I was built to go, that's why my eyes green. So I'ma get in my new coupe and drive. It's way back and forth, shade 4 or 5.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I'm gonna find it, yeah, I'm gonna find it.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Yeah, I'm going this way.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I'm gonna find it, yeah, I'm gonna find it.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Oh yeah, I'm going to.
This is Rad Radio.
She's serious, Louis Vuitton princess. Somebody's girl, she probably might be one. I know a real bad bitch when I see one. I'm like, if it was me, I keep hun. Because she the kind of girl a nigga needs, son. No games, I'm serious, I think I really like her. Oh lord, she's it, I'll wipe her. Hoping I can get close enough to try her. Man, I will lock her down, life her. Cause she the baddest bitch in the world. And all I think is how I'm supposed to make her my girl. Damn, I just wanna get the chance to please her. Look at Jay-Z and B, that could be us. You got what I need, I knew it. Let's not waste time, let's do it.
We can do it big like that. Say Jay-Z, live that life. I said,
yeah, come on, yeah. nights. You Michelle Obama, the president's wife. I done made my old girl jealous. On the red carpet, now my new chick famous. My dog told me lately I ain't focused now, cause it's clear, shorty got me open now. She really got me spinning like a ceiling fan. I ain't in and out the clubs, I'm a different man. I used to play around with the groupies, yeah. Met her, then I gave the groupies up. Long hair, green eyes, true religious, fitting tight around her mean thighs. I ain't tripping off of what my boys say. I'm just trying to be a boyfriend. And you ain't got to worry about them chicks, though, baby. You that bitch.
We can do it big like I'm saying, Jay-Z. We can do it big like I'm saying, Alicia Keys. We can do it big like I'm saying, Alicia Keys.
Berry, Jada Pinkett, you my Taraji. Shades on, you an actress. Nose turned up, walk like you that bitch. I know exactly what you all about. The new Louis bag before it's even out. Yeah, baby, I know how to treat ya. Handcuffs, you a keeper.
So we can do it big like Jay-Z. Live that life.
Yes, indeed. You just heard That Could Be Us from Mano. A Way Out from Eric Sermon featuring Jimi Hendrix. Your Whack MCs from Slaughterhouse, preceded by Hammer Dance by Slaughterhouse. Came in with Gene Gray with the You Don't Like It, So What? Eternia featuring Ty Phoenix and Gene Gray with the Barbecue Remix, and preceded by that was Eternia featuring Rod Digga and the Lady of Rage with the Barbecue. Yes, it's DJ Rock going in. And as customary, you know I always like to give my DJs a little light. DJ Rock, show them what you're working with. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's just to let you know that it's live turntablism going on Raw Radio. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to a lot of shows that say they got a lot of flows, but in all actuality, you know what I'm saying? We doing this live. You know what I'm saying? That just lets you know that it's live turntablism. You know, we don't just play the music. We mix the music. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all gonna get that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and without further ado, the instrument you're hearing right now is the next song we're playing. That'll be KRS-One, and the song's called
Fresh Always. KRS is
running it. All you hear new music by KRS-One coming in.
Weather will change when I'm love again, peace again, unity is harmony. Students are running in with a teacher, he's harmony. Hip-hop is fun again with a true school is harmony. KRS-One is not the only one harmony. Kenny Pratt, BDP harmony. Fresh always. KRS is harmony running it. All you hear is screams when I'm harmony. Up again, the weather will change when I'm harmony. Love again, peace again, unity. always. KRS is running it. All you hear is screams when I'm on trash. Always. KRS is on trash. Always. Trash. Always. Trash. Always. Trash. Always. Running it. All you hear is trash. Always. Trash. Always. Trash. Always. Trash. Always. Screams when I'm harmony. The world will change when I'm
harmony. This is
Radio. Unity is harmony. Students are running in when the teacher he's harmony. Hip hop is fun again when the true school is harmony. KRS-One is not the only one harmony. Kenny Park harmony. BDP harmony. Time for some new music. Use it. Tell the truth. Don't these rappers sound stupid? Making big claims and can't prove it. Making hip hop look dumb again. So I'm harmony. They murder rap sound more depressing than the news get. Pass me the ball, I'm tall, now let me hoop it. Who's it? KRS-One speaking through music. Reaching kids before they do bids. I'm harmony. This or that, this or that. This is authentic hip-hop from way back. I spit the lyric, my brother mixed the track. Authentic, these rappers ain't that. I'm harmony. People realize when KRS harmony. Life is a prize when KRS is harmony. It's time to open your eye when KRS harmony. If they living, I die when harmony. If they deny the sky, I'm fly when I'm harmony. Safe as wine, whine and cry when harmony. Real say aha when harmony. Plenty rep harmony. Cash all crinkled up, the purple stinks it up. Fly people linking up with the drinks they drinking up. Fly rhymes, I'm thinking up. I'm vegan, but some people are minking up, others are harmony. You think it's what, a game? Y'all know KRS-One and hip-hop are one and the same. So here's why we came, we place no blame. But when you in the club, remember why you harmony. The music, the lights, the good times, the people, the dancing, romancing, man, you know how we do. We came to free you, all you gotta do is be you. And in the club, I see you when I'm harmony. Fresh, always, KRS is harmony. Running it, all you hear is screams when I'm harmony. Up again, the weather will change when I'm harmony. Love again, peace again, unity is harmony. Students are running in when the teacher he's harmony. Hip hop is fun again when the true school is harmony. KRS-One is not the only one harmony. Kenny Park is harmony. BDP harmony.
Truck up, put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like what's up, killing, robbing, taking, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need Sean Miller.
Hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twit, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gon' drop that first, you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Run rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI mark is gonna be Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my god, keep going.
They call me J Electronica. That. Call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Trimadon, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family and you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London, smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their C-top and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at Tweet Stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
Molars to kill him, I'm ill. Cobra, I'm sitting like chair sofa on shit, yo, it's so over. Blue Ivy Carter, Deshaun Carter became a pop. Like daughter, they say that the flow of Harvard is beautiful. I'm killing my nigga, rigor mortis like K-Dot. My Jeremy Lin flow, yo, I step in the game hot. They Perkins to me, over on Blake Griffin. I fall so hard, couldn't find me. Jalen to you niggas, been awaiting mine. Witnessing real proof, comments since Drake beef. It's been over like that too. Right now. Sunday flow, that's how the weekend. Lines remind you awake, shopping for Jordan 10s. Ain't just for my release, rap is the real deal. D'Angelo naked truth, like drugs how it really feel. Getting them sky high, stuck in my flow still. Rushing my patience, gon' have me rushing patience. I kill the ER, more liquor for my homies, my niggas, more photos. We capture attention like I stand. Martin's driven in places niggas can't afford them. Gamla, I represent, all is the acronym. Gamla, I represent, all is the acronym. Gamla, I represent, yeah. They're lifting these niggas, I'm holding my weight. Don't worry about niggas, Lord, take care of them. Drake, lost in the party life, feeling 18 again. Reason for wildin' tonight, forgive me another sin. Killing these niggas off, exposing their spines. Niggas backed by a lot of loot, half these niggas can't rhyme, y'all. Just speaking the truth, ain't no fucking with mine. Yo, jam with the squad, and right now's the time.
We do it, 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 we do it.
I got a corkscrew swag, they see me and get it poppin'. I wear their ass out and in the morning take a shopping. Treat a hoe so sweet, they get with me, they spoil rotten. They wanna be my baby, call me daddy, no adoption. Shout it wrong, ball, out at all call. Hit the club twice as fly as anybody y'all saw. Training wheels on the hustle, I won't ever fall off. Swag. They see me and get it poppin'. I wear their ass out and in the morning take a shopping. Treat a hoe so sweet. They get with me, they spoil time, baby, call me daddy, no adoption. Shout it wrong, ball, out at all call. Hit the club twice as fly as anybody else saw. Training wheels on the hustle, I will never fall off. Got a corkscrew swag, they see me and get it poppin'. I wear their ass out and in the morning take a shot. Treat her always so sweet, they get with me, they spoil rotten. I got a corkscrew swag, they see me and get it poppin'. I wear their ass out and in the morning. Coming in pairs. Go insane in that pussy, but I never go fair. Debonair, so rare. Shout it ain't fair. Everywhere you see I be, I get that dough handle my VI. Money small thing to a giant. Eli, G4 flying, I don't never see the key. I take a nigga little bitch and buy her a little Prius. Yes, they ain't on buy like we is. Certified fly, recognize when you see us. Take no shit, no how, no way. We TNTC4, okay? Aye.
On the quest to be the dopest. Make sure you say my name when you quote this. When I wrote this, I made the bar open just so that you could focus. This is my magnum opus. On the quest to be the dopest. Make sure you say my name when you quote this. When I wrote this, I made the bars potent. Yo. When I was a little girl, my sister played me records, but that ain't never stopped me from being so reckless. Here's the golden molding of Jesus on my favorite necklace. Second guessing and steady stressing in my adolescence. Having many visions of demons entering my cipher. Tombstones engulfed in flames of infernal fire. I'm somewhere between ethereal and all real. Wondering how Jesus let Judas sit at his last meal. See, pain is pressure, and pressure makes a flawless diamond. But the pain inside feels like these walls I'm climbing. Hope the eyes of God really sees how hard I'm trying. Quit the bullshit, cause the authentic, they ain't hiring. Muzzle flashes are blinding them. From them Gatling guns we firing. Whack niggas get to retiring, cause you'll see the damages coming in when I plant my Timbs up on this pavement. The soul of my life walk through this journey, love filled, riddled with strife. But I'm never fearful. Progression is the only repayment of many years of successful mental enslavement. So much negative energy at my doorstep. I couldn't get through to my mother, so they had to pull me out with forceps. A loving little girl with a heart too big for her britches. Now it's mended with staples and stitches. All of the heartbreak and them hard lessons ensures me the dopest existence. Showered by many blessings. Daddy's on the horn playing inner visions, using yellow pliers to change 13 channels and televisions. It's like 1968, and I'm the black glove on the fist at the Olympics, sported by Tommy Smith. I loved playing hopscotch in the 80s, but that was stifled by dead bodies left from crack trade-ins. You see, the stench on them benches was more relentless than 40 soldiers left for 40 days out in them trenches.
So many lives ended with rage, niggas slain, barely seen in the corner of the third page. You see us girls became the talk of the town, getting around now, I'm making tracks, spraying and laying them down. No mistake, I see I'm a rider, but only I choose the gangster shit that I'm trying to die for. We was influenced by a monstrous globe, bearing the slogan, infiltrating too many souls. To them gold chains, big medallions and gold rings, when upon the necks and hands and chiseled chests of kings. I'm the lone provider of what's inside us, atone fighters, and soul survivors. Yo, I'm the lone provider of what's inside us, atone fighters, and soul survivors. This is my magnum opus, on the quest to be the dopest. Make sure you say my name when you quote this. When I wrote this, I made the bars potent, just so that you can focus. This is my magnum opus, on the quest to be the dopest. Make sure you say my name when you quote this.
This is Rad Radio.
I made the bars potent.
I'm riding, dying, riding by hollow west side, right inside of my Beamer 760. I try me, let off 60 shots again. We got the city hiding, popping like it's supposed to be. Do not menage and got no business standing close to me. So cold up ferocious, G. These things ain't a dope in me. Mind your business, watch your mouth when you approaching me. I'm socially, I like them, I don't love them, no. Cold heart emotionally. Caught me where the ocean is. Riding in the ghost again. Slapping with a lot of spit and tushies. All of it. Call a shot, run it. On some big money. She hear about my hustle, all these cowards on that bunny. Rapping about a bunch of sh- you ain't done it yet. You the one they gunning at. How I'm supposed to honor that? You all talk, dog, flow, and I ain't having none of that. I'm big boss, dog, flow, saw, then running back.
Right, right. Huh. I'm a boss.
Woo. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan the shots. I call the cops. We in this, it's going down. Yeah, in the kingdom with my motherfucker.
You a boss, you a boss. You don't care what it costs. You just buy that motherfucker and you throw this popping them tags, we just throwing them bags. I mean, we hit the block, we be dropping them rags.
Turn it to an M. Used to ride Impala. Turn it to a Benz. Used to hate me. Turn it to my friends. You should see how people treat you when that money coming in. Bad calling cause I'm balling in it. They hating on me cause they starving in a parking. That's the mountains where they walking. These things ain't important. They informants really talking when them people get to hawking. I'm a boss. Really? Nino or Al Pacino? 100 racks on this rollie. It light up like a casino. Really be frowning. I'm a keeper of the scene. Got shooters down in Miami. They throw out like Dan Marino.
Had a couple seizures, all of minor setbacks. Everybody praying for me, I respect that. Woke up in the hospital where my checks at. Then I put 8 chains where my neck's at. Hopping in the ghost, I feel I'm best at. Worth 40 M's, so respect that. I put all my jewels on just to bone your chick. You know the boss, well known for leaving bonuses. We making money, made marinade. When the work clean, cut it like it's carrot cake. D-boys love the way I narrate.
Yeah,
I still whip it like it's anime. Remember mama had a Cavalier. Now she living like a Cleveland Cavalier. Better check the stats, we filling arenas. And I got the cats, Gilbert Arenas.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shots. I call the cops. We in this, it's going down. Yeah, in the kingdom with my motherfucker. She tell you, boy, don't grab my hair because you f***ing up my weave. I got 100 bottles, it's a rock boy. All my Jericho is fuck, but I'm a hot boy. All these songs in my chain made me a rock boy. And I heard you just talking money, you should stop, boy. I f*** by the group, I get f***ed by the pound. Print my Tana on these chop them down. Every time I'm in a club, these niggas is not around. Everybody talking money, I say proven not a sound. Shh, white girls, gone wild. Judge them, no, they ain't on trial. Bad, got them on dial. This bottom's up, but it's going down. Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party.
Tell me what's real.
Sunday going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a motherfucker scratch and win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, bitch is as hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him, right?
Yeah, I got him, bun. I love myself, cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neat's got the weed, Hush got a gun. CJ got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell Shana it be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz about to spaz. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever gotta sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything. And Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we fucking did it. And girl, I'm fucking serious, I'm with it if you with it. Cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows. Cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling. So come and get a portion of this money that we blowing. Cause it's on.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
And you just tell me what you down for, anything you down for. I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Why am I the one that needs to
see? You already know, man.
You're listening to the Raw Radio Mix Show, and this is new exclusive music from Blue Legacy.
But you will respect me, less simple as that. Or I got no problem going back.
I ain't got no problems with that shit.
But you will.
Ain't never will. Left, yeah.
But you will.
Non-fiction when I'm spittin', uh-huh. Lifting full clips in the day of my living. Metal spittin', shotgun shells hitting, got niggas switching from I'm a thug to blues bug. 911 and shots coming, spot running on your block dumbin'. Legacy, that neighborhood nigga, the gooch slangin' on your stoop. Same shirt for days, I changed chains, intoxicated, so give me brains. Hail Mary, slinging cane, bring the pain. I'm nice with these, my duns, my sons be burning guns like calories. Fat motherfucker, fucking your baby mother, I'm sticking your baby mother. Suck up your baby brother, motherfucker. Blue so gutter, Glock 9 stutter. Word mother, respect me like Pesci. Sword off, pump shotty karate. Leave that ass messy. Nigga, test me.
But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got no problem going back. But you will. But you will.
Can't believe that, tell
but you will. But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got no problem going back. But you will. But you will, but you will.
Throw blows with the right hand, squeeze with the left. Mean with the tech, lean in my step. I watch you bleed to your death. Legger, I leave that shotgun pumping. You slumped in the trunkin', lying in a coffin. Orphan the Boston, Desert Eagles tossing. Them birds get the coffin, break it like porcelain. Flossing, on them back blocks, torching. My strategy is Nathan, you will. We bang often. 10 scuff, for them bucks, you get stuck. My niggas ball on the first and 15th for the month. That old beast dog nigga from the east, you get touched with that heavy metal hip hop. You out your wristwatch and them gold chains and them gold rings. I'm like propane with a match. I'm like cocaine, cook crack. Respect that, yeah, niggas gotta respect that shit, man.
But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got no problem going back. But you will, but you will, but you will. But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got no problem going back.
I ain't got no problem stuck with you niggas, man.
But you will, but you will.
Syndicate, syndicate, syndicate.
This is Rod Radio.
I'm an icon, pay homage, applaud me. How you gonna hate when your favorite rapper adores me? Cause I spit murderous, homicidal, when killing them. Massacre with metaphors, suicidal with synonyms. Watch what you say, boy, don't get your head rocked. Giving rappers halos without using the Xbox. And I got a fire flow hot, homie on fire, yo. Gotta write my rhymes out of fire, hydrant a fire hose. Matter what you label, the quickest way to get fire, yo. Yeah, I spit sick, make your illest rapper retire, yo. Hand in hand, hop, they hear the names, they fear, yo. Cause I spit sicker than sick, sick and venereals. Fresh vest. Hand in hand, hand, dream team nightmare. Got rappers whining like these dudes don't fight fair. Yeah, boy, my squad get reckless and end more careers than Bad Boy Records.
Blue Legacy, the best to do it. Best in music, period. Karma, shotguns, llamas. Smoke mics like ganja and Bluntville. I'm what's real, you heard? Get it popping like a verb. Fucking now, Blue Legacy, the action word. Spit sicker than niggas who skip blue shots. Blue's hot, no punch ins. Eat them seeds like luncheons. It's dinner time. I'm with every line or bar. These niggas is subpar. MCs who think they better than, better pause like fresh veteran, etc. Like a climb charts, no ladder. Pull gun, run scatter. The chain grabber, your bitch bagger. Make whack rappers leak like weak bladders. I don't think you wanna go after, bruh. Verse two to massacre.
Yo, lyrical delegated. It's fresh vets, so we always dropping that better flavor. Surrounded by hella haters. Nigga, we the snipers in modern warfare. Anything moving, we got them in the crosshair. I'm chilling like a dog with my coat of arms and my explosive charm. I got weapons of mass destruction when I'm spilling with the pen. I'm no Saddam. I'm composing the scripture like I know the song. But I ain't holy, homie. These devils coming around me, but still I know they phony. Phony sweats, dopes, or conies. Who wanna spar with the squadron? Tell them to place a bet. Screw up the bargain. What you starting's a major threat. So pardon, I got them running for the hills. I would never plummet. I'm at the summit of my skills. Team of assassins lyrically put apart through you. Tell me how we go, Mr. Target. We the sharpshooters.
Hey, yo, Pyrex vision, gangster intermission, snow fishing, over the stove, frozen glisten, wall unit 360 spin, see the digital gym, there's the watch rack right near the brims, refrigerator see-through, walls got a different type texture, peeped out the sectional truth, vodka mugs, ace of spade rugs, Louis cups and candles, Fila forks, gold kangos to travel over here, priceless lights, tub full of ice, granddaddy pine cones, leather bikes, gear junkie monkey, Tim's blunt meat, yeah, I'm kinda sloppy, my maids, they be coming in monthly. Silk towel, red leathers, green hats, mean sweater jeans. You should let us be your stylist, get you better. Octagon mirrors, boxes, sneakers, Louis Gucci, Night Clark, AVI, bought in Peru. Yeah, plasma toilet, go-go gadget stuff. If I got a squeeze running out of time, it's automatic button right here. Blow the house down, I'm walking slow in my fire jumper. Tom Ford and Bloomberg got two. Polo drawers, gold plaques, the door. Cover girl scent, tap it in the toilet, see the
morning estate for $100 million, making it one of the most expensive single-family property transactions in U.S. history.
Yeah, I welcome y'all in my crib, the fortress of I self order master. Crystal chandeliers looking like satellite dishes from NASA. Yeah, you niggas is bugged. Shoes for fitting in the crib, especially on my Alaskan polar bear rides. Pictures with billies and putties out in the Ibiza living room. Floor lace with imported marble from Indonesia. High ceilings, 18th century paintings is basic. With letters of money, many casinos in the basement. And I know you let a way a nigga parlay with money to wrinkle your face up like a Sharpay. Limited box of cigars from Diplomatic Cubana. Rare art of Basquiat feeding fruit to Madonna. Copacabana, I'ma celebrate till they respect the success story with trucks unloading imperial nectar. So many whips, I built a valet. $100,000 drapes dancing and swinging like a ballet. I showed you all enough to wear this shit to hassle. I'm sorry, your time is up, niggas. Now get up out my castle.
Syndicate.
Dog, when you broke, I could be a millionaire. While I'm peeking through the cigarette smoke. Probably smell halfway through a joke. I'm a breath of fresh air, Southside won't choke. Good times never last, bad news comes fast. Empty every shell, first ones to blast. For the education, first ones to class. A lot of in his past, sitting through the scenes. Boots wore down, head trigger hammer on the rip through his jeans. $8 licks, getting used to the things with my bogey pass brown to the green. Drug program, pissing to his clean. Fingernails dirty, 2 years from 30. Nah, they never question the answer. Shots turn to smoke in the ashes to cancer. Yeah, them scullies turning the masses. Wouldn't fight another nigga war like Cassius. Stuck by the building with a dope and the cash is.
getting out loud. Smoke that Newport to the clouds. Beggars shouldn't be choosers, and I ain't too proud. To let it blow in the crowd. It's no close to the chapters. Get a rose in the pasture. I need a light over stoves of the matches. Yeah. That pressure pumping through his vein and his brain. I need a light. Wherever the wind blow, I go and write it tight. 8 bars halfway, digging through the ashtray for my. And get a sight. Got blinded by the streets and the city so bright. Carry my weight, heart taller than my height. Loving the hood wrong, I don't wanna be right. Smoking through them AM hours all night. Crack a Philly, let it burn. You live and you learn, like for everything you earn. They put you in the urn, back against the wall. Nowhere to turn but my. Corners adjourned, Newport employers, Sewer Street to Sawyer. Detectives on the block, everybody like a lawyer. Pray to the east, ain't pre-trial release. Am I to give them peace? I realize it's more than the words. Conversate with them niggas through them corners and curves. Release with the flares from what wins and wears. Why you wanna die? Teddy bears by the stairs. Oh, bitch, they wanna F, get high, they want the sky. Don't it won't do for cowards, you gotta try. The truth hurts, his twin brothers was lying. Everything I wasn't, probably was your cousin. Leave it up to pride, how everybody died. Nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. We smoke, then we pass it. Close a nigga casket. And that's it.
Yeah. Another hour of great music, you know what I'm saying? And after that track we just heard, man, I'm gonna just say a line that he said that rings true to me. If love in the hood is wrong, I don't wanna be right, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? And that came from PA Nit, Smoke and Ashes, preceded by Raekwon featuring Busta Rhymes with MTV Cribs, Blue Legacy featuring Hop Big Hop and Dash, and the song was Sharpshooters, preceded by Blue Legacy once again, Respect Me, Drake with the Miss You, Meek Mills with the House Party, preceded by Meek Mills featuring T.I., Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Birdman, and DJ Khaled, I'm a Boss Remix, My Girl, My Hip Hop Honey, Simone Arabia with Magnus Opus, T.I. with Pyro, Rhapsody with Right Now, J Electronica with that Exhibit C. Where the fuck is J Electronica, man? Where is J Electronica?
Where are they now? I don't know, man. It's like, yo, dude came out with like 17 tracks, like blazing, and then fell off the map. Like, I think, put him on the milk box.
I'm saying, man, you better hurry up and come out with that album before your buzz wears off. Jay-Z? I know you got crazy money, but it might be worth your while to put that nigga out.
Don't let J. Cole get a second album before J. Electronica get the first album. Like, let the J. You got Jay-Z, J. Cole, J. Electronica. Three J's got to come out all in the same time.
You know what I'm saying? If J. Cole come out with a second album before J. Electronica, the wrong J got an album, for real. And we started off that with KRS-One coming in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like to give a shout out to my daughter Angelique, shout out to my son Dante, my grandson King Sonny, shout out to my man Evie Evans over there resting, and shout out to y'all, the listeners who stick with us every week, every hour. You know, we always bring y'all the dope music, you know what I'm saying, old school, new school, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want, however you want it, you know, whether it's R&B, hip hop, jazz, whatever, we gonna bring you the dopeness, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Cause it is what it is, you know. That's how we do on Raw Radio. Nothing but the dopeness. And as always, we gotta continue to keep shouting out all the listeners. And we haven't done our shameless plugs all night, so I'm gonna do the shameless plugs.
Go right ahead.
For real. If you're on Facebook and you wanna hit us up on the Facebook page, hit us up. Facebook.com/groups facebook.com/rawradio. Plain and simple, that's it. And everything's spelled correctly. We know we went to college, we're not ignorant. We know how to spell. We don't spell put Z's where S's go. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to hit us up on Twitter, hold on a second, y'all. Had to get the little scratch in there. But if you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at Raw Radio Mix Show. At Raw Radio Mix Show. However you think it's supposed to be spelled, dictionary-wise, that's the way it's spelled. Raw Radio Mix Show. At Raw Radio Mix Show on Twitter. And if you want to hit us up on email, submit music, hit us up with comments, you know, whatever you might want to email us with, it's rawradioonline@gmail.com. That's rawradioonline@gmail.com. Once again, I'm not sitting here going through the spelling because we spell it all correctly. And the only thing I'm going to spell correctly is, you know, like certain stuff like at the real DJ Rock on Twitter. That's my Twitter. At the real DJ ROC. You might want to put a K at the end, but I'm not a headbanger. You know, I'm a hip hopper. So I'm DJ ROC. Rogers' own cutmaster, ROC. Get it right. You know what I'm saying? And Raggedy Andy can be on found on Twitter at
Arrogance21. That's my handle. And like Rock said, we spell everything correctly. So if I'll give you an analogy. If you wanted to play words with friends, you know, that's the
word.
Big shit. No,
that's,
you know,
that's
what I'm saying?
Shit right there.
If you wanted to play words with friends and you spelled everything we said correctly, you would get some points.
You get a lot of points. Make sure you hit
triple word.
Letter.
You know, triple word.
Letter, triple word.
Double word. You know what I'm saying? Triple letter. You know, you could use a W. That's like 4 points. That could be,
man, it's all about the Q's and the Z's, dude.
The Q's and the Z's, yo, Q's and Z's is 10, man.
Q's and the Z's go in.
But see, the only thing with a Q is you need a U around it, so,
but not necessarily, QI. That's my plug right there, QI.
See, you giving away some secret words, man.
No, I'm not.
You can't give away.
But see, I'm so nice at that game, I can give away QI. I can give that away.
There you go.
But, you know, yeah, the X's are 8. You know, the W's and the B's are 4, so, you know.
See, everybody
be thinking
it's,
too.
People be thinking it's great to keep all of the consonants or, you know, whatever. But, you know, the secret of the game is to, you know, land on the triple words, land on the double words, or the triple letters and the double letters. You know what I'm saying? But what I found is primarily whoever starts the game, if they can get a word that's like maybe 6 letters long.
Yeah, if you start off with that double word, if you start off and get that double word score,
yeah,
it's on and popping.
Yeah, it's gonna be very hard for the second person to catch you.
Without telling like all the rules to the game and all like the little tricks and everything like that, I'm gonna give y'all this hint. Words with friends. If you can either A, get that double word score on the first word, you know, if you get like 6 letters, get that double word score on the first word, or B, if you can go like the long ways, you know, you might be able to get, you know, just
even a triple word in long ways.
Yeah, then if you go a long way, you can get a triple word, something like that. You know, whatever way it works out. But you know, just y'all gotta watch the board. You know, make sure y'all watch the board and make sure y'all, you know, pay attention to where, you know, certain letters are, so that, you know, obviously you don't want to get the triple letter score on an L. That might be a 2 or a vowel that's like a, you know, like an A or an E that's a 1 point. You want to, you know, hit that triple letter on like a B, a W, a P, an
something,
X.
Something with some points to it.
Yeah,
see,
4
my
or
secret
better.
Is, see, a lot of people that I play, they'll, you know, go ahead and give me a certain word, and then, you know, I could, you know, triple it or double it by just adding a simple S.
Exactly.
You know,
don't just try and get the triple
word
and the triple letter score.
Don't make it that easy for your opponent.
Yeah. Don't
literally
focus on the triple word and the triple letter score. Focus on the letter that's landing on that triple letter.
And what you want to do is, even when you're waiting on your opponent to play their word, you should try to get 1, maybe 2, or 3 words that you can make after they make their words. You got to stay ahead of the game, you know, but that's a little something for, you know, educated folk, you know, that play words with friends, you know what I'm saying?
Obviously, you need to know what words mean. Don't try and, you know, make up words.
Exactly.
You need to have real words. Don't try and spell words the way you've been seeing them on hip-hop videos. Spell them the right way.
You know, I mean, use your dictionary, use your thesaurus, you know.
I mean, come on, it's the technical age. Obviously, you're probably playing either on Facebook, which is on the internet, on your computer, or you're playing on your smartphone, which has the Google, you know, toolbar.
And just,
so,
and just Google the word.
Thesaurus.com.
If you don't know if it's a word,
Dictionary.com. They got so many things out there to find out what's a real word and what's not. I mean, come on. Expand your vocabulary.
And I'm going to let you know something. 9 times out of 10, an abbreviation is not going to work. A name, a proper name is not going to work.
Nope.
You know, you have to come up with obscure words.
Words. It's words with friends, not names with friends, not abbreviations with friends.
Exactly.
Shout out to Zynga Poker, though. I'm getting on that.
You know what my game is?
What's that?
You know, mine is Storage Wars.
Or they got it on the app?
They have Storage Wars on Facebook, man. It's just like it's just like the TV show, man. I'm in. I'll be like, yep.
You know what my game is, though? See, I have this app that's 250 plus solitaire games, and it's a game called Trefoil. Yeah. It's T-R-E-F-O-I-L. And that's it. It's T-R-E-Foil. F-O-I-L.
I'm going to have to check that.
Yeah. It's like one of those games that's like damn near impossible to win every time. It's not like, you know, if you play it 100 times, you might win 6. That's why I like it. I don't like games that are just easy that you can just master.
Yeah,
and like,
I'm going to
win every time.
You know,
you have to think. I mean,
food for thought.
I'm not going to tell you how to play because it's difficult, it's complicated, and everything's like that. And we don't have time for that. But look up the 250 plus solitaire app on, you know, whether it be, you know, the iPhone, or if you're a, I don't even know what I'm on. If you're an Android user, you know, it's the 250 plus solitaire app. And it's like I said, it's 250 plus solitaire games. This is just happens to be one version of solitaire, and it's called Trefoil. I don't know, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, but it's T-R-E-F-O-I-L. But you can choose like a whole bunch of different games to play. I mean, you know, different forms of solitaire, and it's a great game. But you know, those from my people out there that are into logic and numbers and mathematics like myself, you know, that game's for you and everything like that. So, you know, the main thing, just, you know, broaden your horizons, expand your mind, and make sure that, you know, every day is a learning day. You know,
education is the key.
Education is the key. I mean, like, you know, for all you athletes out there, there's a window for athleticism. You know, once you get to, like, you know, your mid-30s, you're actually considered like ancient and near retirement when it comes to like athletics and, you know, sports and things of that nature. Academics, you don't have to retire from knowledge until you die. You can learn something new every single day. I learn something new every day. I'm a track coach. I learn something new every day about track.
Here's a little tidbit. Jay-Z's a nerd. Literally. And Questlove disclosed that Jay-Z's a nerd. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at it, you know, when you go to college, the people that have the most girls or the most guys are the tutors, or the guy or girl who excels in the classroom. Because when you're in college, knowledge and, you know, learning is an investment because you pay top dollar to be there. You know, you take out loans, what have you. So you want to get your knowledge on. You know what I'm saying? You want to get good grades. So most likely, if you're that tutor or if you're that A student, you will usually have all the guys or girls, what have you, gravitate around you, man. And a lot of them people make that work for them, man, for real.
And I can give my testimonial to this because, you know, I did go to University at Buffalo, studied computer engineering, computer science, you know. Well, actually, we didn't really have computer science. We had computer science, but we didn't have computer engineering. They tried to make a major, but I did computer information systems. Right. I had a double major in African-American studies. Now I'm at, you know, Roberts Wesleyan College, where I'm working towards my certification to be a teacher in New York State. And I'm working on 4 certifications, actually. I'm going to get my special ed certification, my mathematics, social studies, and English. Just to let y'all know, I'm a computer nerd, I'm a music nerd, I'm a track nerd, I'm just a fucking nerd, whatever. And I'm married, fellas.
I like how you disclose that, you know.
Three types of nerds.
And Raggedy Andy is whatever y'all want him to be, you know what I'm saying? But I got an extra special lady in my life. That's my daughter, you know what I'm saying? So, but I have other extra special lady in my life.
I have a couple ladies in my life.
She don't like me to disclose her name, but you know what I'm saying? You can find her on my page. She's probably the only lady that I'm in a picture with on my page, so.
Yeah. I've got me personally, I've got four ladies in my life. And no, I'm not a Mormon, I'm not a bigamist. Let's get it. Let's
you don't
get
live
it right.
in Utah. You
don't... I don't live in Utah. I live in New York.
Peace out all the people in Utah that listen.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all, but I'm not a bigamist. And I say I have four women in my life. I mean my wife, my daughter, my mother, and my mother-in-law. Those are my four women
Yay.
In my life. But at the same time, I have a lot of young women in my life. You know, my School of the Arts track team. School of the Arts / Freddie Thomas / World of Inquiry track team. You know, those are like my children that I get to give back every day.
Right.
Gotta love children you can give back. You know, like, man, y'all pissing me off. At least I can go home at the end of the day. Yeah. I ain't gotta keep y'all around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go home to my daughter that I'm used to dealing with. You know, I can deal with my daughter, but all y'all gotta go home to our real parents. For real.
True that. And that may be one of the last words we give you for tonight. But I'd like to say, you know, make sure that, you know, everybody just listen to everybody in the world, you know. Live each day to the fullest. Live it like it's your last, you know, to give it 100% everything you have. Because, you know, we're not promised tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That being said, I actually do have a couple more things I want to say. Let me quick
do this.
I do have, like Andy said, you know, live it, you know, every day to your fullest, you know, be the best person you can be. That being said, you know, whatever you do, don't do it for the money. Make sure that when you're doing things, you know, in your life, that you do it because you enjoy to do it.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to be a musician, be a musician because you love music. If you want to be a teacher because you love, you know, teaching and, you know, and teaching people different things and, you know, making them better in life. If you want to be a coach, make sure you're a coach because you love the sport and that you want, you know, the athletes that you coach to be better at what they do. You know, if you want to be,
A referee. Yeah.
Do it because you love the sport and you want to see it. Make sure that the game is played, you know, at the highest level, but it's not, you know, compromised by, you know, bullshit.
Right. Shout out to everybody I called a foul on today.
I know, right? If you're a cook, be a cook because you love food, not because you're trying to get some money. That being said, I said that to say this. I have a segue. You know, there is a method to my madness. My where are they now? Little quick segment. You know, because some people have done things in their life, you know, because they thought they were good. But at the end of the day, they really were trying to make money and they had a gimmick. And I'm just going to let y'all know, you know, this is Raw Radio. We play good music. We don't like gimmicks. We like people that are making good music. We don't care where you're from. I played T.I. earlier. I played Blue Legacy. T.I.'s from ATL. Blue Legacy from New York City. You know what I'm saying? I played J. Cole. J. Cole is from North Carolina.
Cackalack.
We
Cackalack.
Like Snoop Dogg. Snoop's from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? We like Scarface. We like Andre 3000. We like Kanye. And they're from different parts of the country. It's just like, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from. It's what you do and how you come. Pause. So if you in
technical,
if you're in the game, I pause myself before you know. Do that.
Don't let me blow the whistle.
You got ejected earlier though, so it don't even matter. You got ejected. He blew the whistle on, motherfucker. Well, ain't that some shit?
I got the stripes on.
I thought I was executive producer tonight.
Okay, I'll fall back.
Yeah. Next week you executive producer, so you can do all the shit you want. But tonight is my shit. So anyway. Where are they now? And no, I'm not talking about old school rappers, but former hot rappers. Just to show how fickle the game is and how lyrics are more important than gimmicks, I'm going to ask you a question. Where's Soulja Boy at right now?
Didn't he buy a plane for some outrageous amount of money? You bought a plane when gas is about to go
with cat
to
stacks.
Like $5 a gallon soon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But how much would that be for a plane? Who knows? But you know.
I have no idea.
Let's move on.
Okay, so I said Soulja Boy, right?
Right.
And once again, let me just make this clear. This is I'm not just about like bashing rappers. This isn't about like just cats I dislike.
So
I'm not gonna say Lil Wayne and Lil Chucky, because I mean obviously Lil Wayne is still out. Lil Chucky, who cares? There's some artists on here that I actually like Turk from the Hot Boys. He was actually my favorite hot boy next to Juvenile. And well, actually, I'll say Turk. I'll say BG, Turk, Juvenile, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
Lil Wayne was like
BG.
My BG was the dude. But what happened to Turk? Max V, we know he got denied. He's not getting out. So all you Max V fans,
77 years or some shit.
He got like 74. Like 70, yeah. Like, he served like three. He got 74.
You know, 40 something is like 70 yeah. something. 40 okay. is the new 70, I guess. I don't know.
What happened to Master P? Where's Master P at?
Master P is going by some other name now.
I think he's just Percy now.
He might as well.
Yeah. Speaking of Master P, his little brother. We know C Murder got the murder charge and everything.
That's when art imitates life.
Yeah. But the other brother. What happened to Silk the Shocker?
Wow. I'm shocked that you asked that. No pun intended.
My thing is this. I mean, they was bubbling back in the late 90s. You know, whether you like them or not, No Limit Records was bubbling.
Realistically, Cash Money stole their shine. You know, yeah. Stole the way they did their artwork and everything.
Yeah. What was it? Pen and Pixel?
Yep.
Graphics. Another name I have. Trick Daddy and Trina. Where are they now? I know Trina's still putting out songs, but is anybody listening? What happened?
That's a good question, considering we gave y'all some Trick Daddy last week.
Yeah. You know that, Nick. Oh, he was on the, because, yeah, a lot of y'all didn't know he was on the loop. Shit. The loop track, yeah. You know. Scar. Exactly. I can make you remember in December last year. In December last year. You know what I'm saying? And look. I don't want y'all to think I'm just
shout out to my Bammers.
I did say Trick Daddy. I said Trina. I said Silk Shock and Master P. Turk from the Hot Boys and Soulja Boy. All cats from the South. I don't want y'all to think I'm just bashing the South. My family's from Louisiana. I love the South. Like, the South is the reason I know who UNLV is. It's not like University of North Nevada, Las Vegas. Well, yes, exactly. It is. But that's not the only UNLV I know. I know about Uptown Niggas Living Violent.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I know about Big Boy Records because of my family in Louisiana. You know, my family's from the South, so I'm not
bashing the South. And I went to college in South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? CC represent.
I tried to go to University of New Orleans. I tried so hard. But anyway, you know, I'm not trying to bash the South. It's not about that. So, for example, where the fuck is Mims? What's he doing? Papoose. Papity Poose.
Move right along.
What?
Well, you know, let me speak on Papoose. You know,
everybody
was like, "Yo, Papoose is this dude." And da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying, man? Listen, come out with an album, man. Don't give me like 17 mixtape tracks that you are on with somebody else that's featured. Like, how many songs do you actually have where you're the artist? You know, come on, man. And then that end of the year track that he had, just awful,
terrible,
awful.
Disgusting and garbage. I don't know if you hear this beat in the background.
Listen, a lot of freestylers ain't good record makers, man.
I don't know if you hear this beat in the background, but that's my next artist, Cassidy. I like Cassidy. Dude, where you at? Where's the album at?
He's in Philly with no buzz.
None.
Literally. But, you know,
no buzz. No musical is, buzz. Like he said, ain't got no weed right now, like, so he ain't got no
like
chemical
I said,
buzz.
Like I said, you know, certain people are, you know, If you're a battle rhymer or if you're a freestyler, you're not necessarily a good writer.
Yeah.
Because that's not your forte. Stay in that lane, you know. Gin, you know, stay in that lane. Just freestyle. You know, cannabis.
I'm gonna make you learn Chinese.
You know what I'm saying? Stay in that lane.
I honor you. Okay, let's go to the West Coast though. What happened to Corrupt? Corrupt, Young Gotti. One half of the Dog Pound.
You're right. You know what?
He left and he came back.
He was really tough, but I think the misstep that he made was he made the album and he made a double album. He made one album
that was
East Coast and West Coast, because you know he's from Philly, but
yeah.
You know, and shout out my man Lamont, you know, but you know, that's, you know, a close family relative, you know, in Jersey that used to rhyme with him.
Yeah.
And he was nice. Like, Corrupt was nice. Corrupt like, was nice. Literally.
When he was the East Coast MC. The Dog Pound's first album, Dog
you know,
Food.
Listen,
that
when,
was
he
a
was,
hot,
when he was in Cali,
album.
He was a rapper. But when he was in Philly, he was an MC, man. He was nice as a bitch.
I'll tell you what. Get Dog Pound, Dog Food. That album was serious. And I'm not even saying this because Daz Dillinger held it down when it was just that nigga Daz. That was a hot album. After that, once he put that double album by himself and went solo, I don't know what happened. I think all the engagements, the Foxy Brown,
I mean, movie,
to the chick from the chick from Black, Foxy Brown, he kept getting engaged other year.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been a part of it. Okay, we're gonna stay on the West Coast though. You remember Richie Rich?
Yeah.
The G's get to go to heaven.
Yeah. Wow.
No, touch myself.
Yeah. What happened to him? Pillow. What happened to like J.O. Felon?
J.O. Felon. What happened to the Loonies?
I know,
you know what I'm saying? They got five on it.
I mean, how high can you get if you only got five on it?
What, yo? This is my question today. As far as the West Coast go, the Outlaws.
Wow.
Once Pop, I mean, the Outlaws was tough. Don't get me wrong.
They went back east. To Jersey, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I know. They supposedly squashed the beef with Lil C. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yo, what happened to Chingy?
Let's not even ask.
I like
ask
it when you do that,
wow.
Right there.
No, I'm leaving that alone. I'm not. But you know what? I'm gonna give him credit for putting Rudy Huxtable back out there like that.
True.
That was a guilty pleasure song of mine too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Everybody was trying to do the chicken head in the club back in
the day. You know, but shout out to Jason Weaver, because Jason Weaver stole the track. Man, I don't care, man. For real. But you know, it's a lot of cats.
That was a hot track though.
It was.
Jason Weaver, where you at? Cause you
right.
His name over me.
You did all the C movies and all that.
Yeah, man. You was an ATL at Gold Teeth. You was the Gold Teeth owner and maker. You was the Gold Teeth. What happened to you, dog?
Wow.
Yo, speaking of which,
what happened to like
this wasn't
like
even on
Paul
my list.
Wall?
No, wait, hold on.
All them dudes.
Let's go back to ATL.
Okay.
What are the other two chicks from Escape?
Yeah,
we know where Tiny is, cause she
the
with
twins,
T.I.
Right?
on Tiny with T.I.
I know
T.I.
one of them is friends with Kim Kardashian. I seen her on the Kardashian show.
We know where
I don't know which one it is, but you know.
We know where Candy at, showing all that ass.
And
on,
we know where her mama of the twins is too. You know,
where the big one?
Speaking on Candy, yo, I didn't know she had it like that. Though.
I look just like Candy.
Listen, mm-mm. my two. Chicks from like reality TV that surprised me with the bodies, Candy
and Yandy.
Yandy.
And they rhyme.
And they rhyme. You know
Candy
what I'm saying?
Candy and Yandy. Yes, sir.
And they rhyme with Andy. So guess what? Get on my team. You know what I'm saying?
Candy, Yandy, Yandy.
Everybody
sandwich.
On Twitter got teams. Get on Team Andy. How about that?
That was something like a Candy, Yandy, Yandy.
Yo.
I'm just saying. Man.
Yandy. Yo.
I'm going to pause myself on that shit.
High put for Yandy. You know what I'm saying?
Said you pull for it, but that's not really plausible, because you can pull for a female. you don't get a flag for that. You're still in play. But yeah, Candy and Yandy. Damn. Oh damn. But yeah. But what did happen to the other two chicks in Escape?
Wow, I don't know.
They just fell off.
I don't know, one lost all the weight, so I guess nobody liked her. Hey!
Yeah. Shout out to Yandy and Candy. It rhymes with Andy.
Yes, it does.
But, I was gonna say, yo, what happened to Young Buck? You know, we in the South and the Midwest, but I guess we know what happened to Young Buck.
His car got shot up 11 times.
Was he in it?
Yeah, he didn't get hit though. He supposedly escaped an injury. You know, his passenger was shot in the shoulder, you know, or whatever, you know.
But shout out to Young Buck for not getting shot, because, like, for real, like, he was that dude, like, nobody was like, yo, Buck got on.
Here's my thing with that. When are you too old to use Young as your name?
I would think when you're not in the teens anymore.
I mean, like,
young and little,
and oh my Jesus!
Unless you like short than a motherfucker. I mean, like if you're a guy and you're like under 5'5", you can be little forever.
If you're like Kevin Hart size,
like for example, I'm not even trying to be funny. Lil Wayne can be Lil Wayne forever. I seen Lil Wayne in person. I'm not gonna sit here and lie like,
short.
Oh, Lil Wayne. I grew up with Lil Wayne. I don't know Lil Wayne. No, I happen to be in Miami Black Beach weekend, you know, somebody about 6 years ago, and I'm walking down the strip, you know, just typical day. Everybody's out there, you know, you saw Mad Stars, I saw Chad Ochocinco, saw Usher, you know, blah blah blah, whatever. Just, you know, you're in a place that's, you know, a well known vacation spot for a certain time of the year. You're gonna see celebrities. You know what I mean? Like, just every time I go to LA, I see a celebrity in LA. And it's just what it is. So I'm down in you know, Black Beach weekend in Miami back like 6 years ago, and I walk past Little Entourage, and it's Little Wayne's Entourage. And I'm 5'10". Little Wayne came up like under my shoulder.
Wow.
So he can be Little Wayne forever. That's not even disrespect. I'm just like, you know, height wise, like, dude, he little. That's Lil Wayne.
Yeah, you're right. Shout out to Ocho Cinco, who you mentioned, because Ocho Cinco said on the show the other week that, you know, he straight up told Evelyn he'd like to bring other girls in the bedroom. I don't know how that works.
She was like, well, at least just tell me. I'm
just tell me. Like,
so
what?
Props to him for, like, getting away with that.
That lets you know she's not bringing anything to the relationship. Literally. No, and it's not like he got too many more years of making that kind of loot anyway.
But as long as he ain't been blowing his loot like T.O.
Shout out to him for putting it out there anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And getting away with it. Because, I mean, like, if I put that out, my wife, shit.
Not having it. It's just for you thinking of something like that. It's like, it's over. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Why would you even want anybody else if the one that you with is supposed to be enough for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, for real. Like, if you're in college, that's one thing. You know, if you're experimenting and you're single and you're free and you're trying new things and everything like that, you know, strap up, wear a condom.
Exactly.
Because that's a whole lot of juices flowing around it, you know. You could die from the damn mosquitoes nowadays. So, you know, some rancid coochie. You mean, but anyway, I'm just saying, strap up, be safe. But I mean, okay, if you're young and you know you single and everything, okay. But if you actually walk down, you go to church, walk down an aisle, and get to the altar and put a ring on the finger, and there's a priest in front of you, and you actually go through the formalities of getting married, dude, come on, seriously. There's a point. I mean, like, I'm not gonna tell anybody not to do them. But there's a certain point where you don't do certain things.
Right.
Like, I'm always going to do me. But there's certain parts of me that I can't do now that I'm married.
Yeah, we have limitations.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if I was single and everything, it's on and popping, you know. But I'm not single anymore. So you can't do the things you did when you were single. Just like, you know, when you 56, you can't do the things you did when you was 26. Because, you know, your ligaments and your joints aren't operating at the same, you know, capacity.
Right. Or you may not, if you're 56, you may not get that tongue ring. If you're 56, you may not want that tattoo. You know, like things
Chicks,
like that.
You might not want the tramp stamp like at 48 that you got at 23.
You have to think about stuff like that. Like the young lady that got Drake tattooed on her forehead. Is she gonna like that in 10 more years? Is she gonna try to get rid of the tattoo? Like my son already, at only 20, is talking about, man, I shouldn't have got all these tattoos, man. Can I get the ones on my neck removed?
Wow. See, I'm a tattoo fan. I ain't gonna lie. I have 3 tattoos of my own, but it's like at the same time. Like, hold on. Let me cut the music off. Fellas, ladies of the Negro background, black people. Okay, I turn the music back on.
Black people,
I turn the music off to let you know, black people, I'm talking to you. Turn the music back on. Turn the music off, black people. Stop getting them damn neck tattoos, yo, for real. Necks and forearm. You ain't never gonna get no job other than Walmart, McDonald's.
Neck, forearm, and you're not gonna get no job. But my personal favorite that people always do, stop getting the name tattoo. That shit never works. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Only name you should get is probably your kids or, you know,
if you're
your
married, you get your spouse.
Parent or something like
parents,
that.
Parents, spouse. On. I would like legal
even,
spouse.
No, not even married, man, because you don't even know if it's gonna even last or
but,
whatever.
But my
man.
Thing is this, at least if you're married and you get your spouse's name, you're going in with the positive outlook
and,
that
and,
you
and,
wanted
and,
to work.
The only reason I say not that is because I'll give you an example. Kobe, you know, from our Los Angeles Lakers, Kobe Bryant, after he got, you know, caught with the chick in Colorado, you know, and he, you know, he apologized and everything to Vanessa. Never had no tattoos before that. Went out and got the tattoo and put Vanessa's name on his arm. Now what? You know, now he's about to get, you know, they were going to get the divorce. You know, what was he going to do with the tattoo? Smart man who's trying to make it work now. You know, she came back, you know. You know, and I have my own theory on that.
Can I comment on that, though?
Yes.
Broke dudes that's married.
Okay, there
all
you go.
Day.
There you go.
You can get parents, kids, and spouse tattooed. If you make more than, like, $500,000 a year,
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You might not want to get that spousal tattoo because then you in a different tax bracket. Like, my wife married me for me because I ain't got no damn money. we on the, I mean, we're not on salary radio. We on the podcast. She loves me. Ain't no money to love, cause ain't there.
And me, I love me for me.
Yeah. Oh, pause.
No, I love me for me.
I mean, I love me too, but I mean, you said you love you for you.
That's why I said I love me some me. I love me for
no,
me.
No, it's not. You said whatever. Love me some me. Pause. No, but anyway.
Technical.
Yeah. Penalty flag, 15-yard penalty, legal use of the hands.
No, pause. We didn't say I did. Hey, like everybody says on the social networks now, drops the mic. Yo, yeah. When did everybody start dropping the mic? When did some of y'all even pick up a mic?
I don't know.
That's my question.
My thing is,
like,
if you're
on Twitter, everybody says drops the mic.
But my thing, like, is, if you're on Twitter, you're not on a microphone. You're on your cell phone or a computer, so there's no microphone. You're texting.
And
you're,
note to
you're
you
sending
people
text
on Twitter.
Text format.
Note to you people on Twitter. You know, the regular everyday person, we're not the stars. You know, don't tweet like you're a superstar. You know, I mean, everybody on Twitter is just living
fake lives.
If you join
Twitter,
man,
in 2011, you have 6,000 tweets. You have no life.
Yo, I'm like off that though, for real. I'm off that.
I'm at like about, I think,
Google Plus.
Oh, Google Plus is what's happening.
Google Plus, I'm off that.
Yeah.
Google Plus, I'm on it. So, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
If you have 6,000 tweets though, and like you've been on Twitter like a year, you have no life. Like, yo, I'm going to the store. I'm at the store. I'm looking through the store. They don't have cheese.
Why
I don't got a cheese? This person in front of me got too many damn items. Yo, why this person in the 10 items or less line, and they don't have 10 items or less? But that'd be like 3 tweets. Yeah. They break it up. Yo, y'all tweeting too much.
But my thing is, like, why are we looking for love from strangers or from anybody?
Looking,
you know what I'm saying?
And all the wrong
this is crazy, man.
Looking for nub.
You know, like, the average Joe is not the star. You know what I'm saying? Ocho Cinco's a star.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather is a star.
Yandy's now a star.
Yandy.
Yandy is a star.
Stop. Just listen. But you know what I'm saying?
Maybe she won't, but maybe she will. But I do have another Where Are They Now? I mean, I wasn't done with that.
We're not done.
I'm keeping it East Coast. Like, we tackled the West Coast. We tackled the Dirty South.
And we keep it regional.
Yeah, I don't want, like I said, I don't want people to think this is all about, you know, me just bashing, like, certain areas and stuff like that, you know. Like I said, I love music that's good. I don't care where you from. I like Ant Banks as a producer, and he was from the West Coast.
Where is he?
Huh?
Where is
Ant Banks? I don't know.
He?
Ant Banks? Before, not Lloyd Banks. Ant Banks. You know. C.
We're not talking about, like, Ant Banks in
short.
The classroom or nothing.
We're talking
like
about
that.
Get in where you fit in, fool. You produce that. We're talking about I'm a player. You know, Too Short's producer back in the day. Ant Banks did a lot of, you know, great things on the West Coast. You know, where is he at? But see, like I said, I don't want to talk about old school. Like, where's Smooth the Hustler and Trigger the Gambler?
Wow.
Where are they at?
Wow.
Where's Tony Yayo?
Wow.
I mean, he's putting out singles, but where is he?
Wow.
I mean, he's out there, but is he
wasn't
really
in the car with
was he on the other side?
No, he wasn't with him.
He wasn't with him, but was he there? That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't with Young Buck.
He might not have been there with Young Buck, but was he there at, you know, the buzzing butt? I mean, yeah,
and even to other forms of music, like where's Supercat? That's my ultimate question.
Yeah.
Where is Supercat?
Yo, speaking
my
of cats.
Favorite.
Speaking of cats.
My favorite.
Shout out to Fighter Cat, who went in on a hot Supercat. So for those of you who know who Fighter Cat's one of the top, you know, upstate New York reggae DJs.
Yes, Fighter.
One of the top
blessings.
One of the top reggae DJs in New York State. Fighter Cat.
Went on a hot,
just straight up Supercat set last night, you know.
That's my question.
I was just glad I was there, you know, to take part in the Supercat city. I was like, yo, Supercat has some hits.
That's my Where Are They Now, man.
Supercat, where are you?
Supercat.
Shabba Ranks.
Where you at?
Shabba Ranks, where are you?
Shabba, where you at?
Ray Vaughn, where are you?
Oh, Ray Vaughn, where you at?
Where you at, dog? Where you at? Play, da, 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 you know?
Wow, I mean, a lot of people we don't know where they at, man.
Yeah.
A lot of milk cartons. With
milk
other
crates,
faces
milk
on
cartons,
man. For real.
We're gone. But that just lets you know, like, it's not about, you know, what gimmick you have or what, you know, it's about the music. So make sure that at the end of the day, at the beginning of the night, When the light meets the dark and the dark meets the light. That it's all about the music.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you're doing it for the love of what you do and not for the money. Because if you're doing it for the money, you could be rich and paid and sad as shit.
Ooh, you might bring this for a second, man.
Oh,
run
yeah, you gonna bring that up? Hold on.
Bring that up.
You know, because like two words he said that made me happy was
we don't,
and we
hold up,
and we. Because,
yeah, we gotta find this guy.
Yeah. Rayvon, where you at?
Woo!
We're gonna let it rock.
We didn't even hit y'all with none of that this week, man. But, you know, we coming with it next week, man. We gonna come with it set. You know what I'm saying? And to my people, down the yard, no worry. We coming with the roof set soon. Soon come with the roof set. Yeah, DJ Rock.
Where she at?
Oh.
Both of them.
Woo. Listen here, boy.
Patra.
The
yo,
video
yo.
When she was winding it up. Oh my.
Oh my. Oh my.
Woo. Woo. My God. Now you know. When she was in the video and she made you not even think about Yo-Yo, and Yo-Yo wasn't looking bad. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can I let this on real quick?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah.
This is like the bonus track on your album. You know, like when you get a Roots album and they got that, it's the last track and you think it's already off and you dozed off.
Oh.
And then like,
oh my God,
35 seconds into it, like, they come up with more music on the last track.
Oh my God. That's what this video made me say. It made me say this. It made me say,
oh my God.
Every time Patrick got in a video, it made me want to say,
oh my God.
Where are they?
Yeah, where's
oh my God.
Where's Blase Blase?
Yo, you know what put them on the map for real, nationally? The year when a certain person that a song that we played in the Biggie set earlier allegedly was about took Syracuse to the championship game. Syracuse, their whole thing was using this song. You know, the East Coast of the house. Oh my God, I still got this T-shirt.
Yeah,
for real. What happened?
What happened, man? Blase, you know, I got another question. What happened to these people? Everybody in this song. Where Blackstreet at?
Yeah, you're right.
What happened to Blackstreet?
No,
like is Teddy Riley still producing?
Is he alive?
I don't know. Dave Hollister. That was my dude.
Yo, his first album was...
It was tough.
Hey, his first single, I Came in the Door Pimpin'. Shit, I still listen to that. For real.
Oh, what was the joint he had? Friend of... Not friend of mine. My favorite one.
I know what you're talking about.
What's wrong with your sick ass?
That's what he came with. Escapes me right now. You know what I'm saying?
But what happened to
Queen Pen? Where happened to
Queen Pen? Yo. Like, all three of her songs. What happened? What happened to Queen Pen?
Who knows, man? I mean, we got, you know what? Nas did it best when he did the Where Are They Now? The multiple remixes.
Yeah.
He brought everybody back and let them rhyme. How the hell did he find everybody?
I have no idea.
Shout out to him for doing that, though.
But you know what else I wonder, though?
What's that?
Fuck Dre at.
Listen, we're in 2012. It's still no Detox.
No Detox.
No Detox.
No J Electronica, no Dr. Dre.
Let's make a bet on which one comes out first. I'm going with
J Electronica.
Well, never mind. We don't have a bet. We don't have a bet.
But Queen Pen, where you at? What happened?
And you know what? She was kind of easy on the eye, too.
Yeah. You know, she had a little Holly Berry cut, you know. She wasn't high yellow. She wasn't chocolate. She was in the, you know, kind of in between. She was
Where's
a tweener.
Mr. Cheeks,
where are you, dude?
Where's he at?
You know, I mean, you came out with, you know, like, one, probably like, yo, I do want to say this. Like, Mr. Cheeks, he had probably like the biggest like one hit wonder single ever, because like I think I don't know if anybody else has eaten off of this like one song
for
like
so
he
long.
Did like yeah. just one song like he's yeah. still eating off of this.
Exactly.
This was like the best one hit wonder ever. You know, it's like certain, like Woomp There It Is was like, yeah, you know, tag team. Yeah. That was like they one track. Ski Low, I wish
and,
I was
and he's still know. He's still doing damn tours off of this show. Yeah. You know, he's doing club dates and stuff like that, but he's just doing it off of this track right here.
This song right here.
I mean, you know, I'm sure he does Lost Boys stuff, you know, because I didn't go when he came here, but, you know they were telling me it was nice. So. I mean, like, we're really happy with this guy, you know?
I don't know, man. It's like, you know, like once, like, Freaky Pie died, he came out solo, but nothing happened since then.
Yeah.
So, I can't call it.
It's a lot of people that's missing, man. MIA, yes, and in action.
I mean, he had another track too that was kind of tough. You know, he had the Crush on You joint.
Oh, this was hot. Where is Mario Winans?
Yeah, Mr. Cheeks and Mario.
He was
Winans.
Like the flavor of the month, man. His 15 minutes really ran out quickly.
I don't know, man.
But this was a tight track though. You know,
this was tough, man.
I can't even front, man. I always like Mr. Cheeks, though, man. Just his whole flavor and everything. I like Mr. Cheeks.
We all know the Lost was really like Mr. Cheeks and them other
pretty
dudes.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, like, you know. But I don't know. Like, what happened to these dudes?
Wow. You know, that's a good question. That's a good question.
We know it's up with Slick Rick. Slick Rick's one of the greatest rappers of all time. One of the best storytellers. And unfortunately, he's, you know, he had to deal with, like, the possibility of deportation and all that.
You know what? I think he's the best storyteller. That's just his lane.
Storytelling.
That's his lane, you know?
Yes.
But what happened to, you know, Chatty-O and them dudes, man?
Them dudes, the Dirty 30 was a hot,
a great know, album. Because, you know album. What? It actually showcased MCs before they even got on, like, you know, Razzcast was on there, Black Rob was
on
there.
I had
a
cats on that album, man.
It was crazy cats on that. The Lox, you know, it was crazy people on that album, man. And just, you know, 30 tracks of just great hip hop. You're not gonna find that anymore, man.
Yo, what happened to Ja Rule?
Actually,
I know he's trying to come back out, but, you know, like.
Yeah, he's trying to come back out of jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing about Ja Rule, nobody claims to like him, but I dare anybody to tell me they didn't ever like at least four Ja Rule songs.
I'm going to tell you.
You like this more
song.
Than that,
you
but
like
I'm
this
sure
song
you
right
like,
here.
You like four Ja Rule songs.
You like this song right here.
Exactly.
Come on. That's two Ja Rule songs. You like
okay,
down
so
ass
we're going to count. Okay, so we're going to run them? You going to run them?
Might
okay.
as well.
So, we're going to count. That's
we
two.
Ran Down Ass Chick.
Yep.
We ran Put It On Me. Wait, hold on. Let it kick in. Because when you hit this bass line, you'll be like, yeah, I like this shit. This shit was hot. There you go. You like that song.
Well, anything with Lil Mo was tight.
Yeah.
You know, him and Lil Mo should have came.
Yeah.
They should have came out with... With you know the best
album,
world yeah.
Before
they should came out with
Kelly
that
and Jay-Z and you know,
yeah.
My lights, you know, my lighting is important. You know, I had to have my lights and but you know you like this shit right here too. Cause
three,
Case was laying it down.
Three, we all mine. You know what? I like this for Jaws rhymes, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Can't even front. I like the Jaws rhymes.
Everybody that be living it up.
And literally,
you gotta
literally,
admit,
we could run a Joss set.
Cause my thing
if
is
you
this:
really wanted to.
If you like Down Ass Chick, you like the remix.
One of the hottest shits he ever had, yo.
Yeah, man. And,
you know what? And he can, you know what? He can rhyme. I'm not gonna say he spit, but I'm saying
he can rhyme. When
man.
He came out with DMX and them on the and DMX and Mike Geronimo
mm-hmm.
on the what was the name of the track? It was on the soundtrack. It was on the Players How to Be a Player soundtrack.
Yeah, that's when he first came.
Yeah, but you know.
But you know what? It was a good move for him to get Ashanti on the team because she was eye candy like a.
I'm
you seen her lately?
I'm hearing
where she at?
I'm hearing she about to sign the YMCMB.
She has a new single out there.
I heard
she about to
sign with Young Money, Cash Money.
Wow, don't do it. Don't
along
do it.
With the newly signed we wanted to ask where they are because they just signed. What's the group they signed? Fred Durst and them.
Limp Bizkit.
But now, if you like, we play four Ja Rule songs, right?
Right.
You know you like this song. If you're from New York City, you like this song.
Love this song.
And this was a gangster. It was him, Fat Joe, Jadakiss.
I love this song. 100
guns, 100 clips. Nigga, I'm
yo,
New
I
York,
remember me
New
and
York.
Ev, 2007, Ev and I were in, we was in Jamaica, and they played this at a party, and they went crazy. I'm like, Ev, me and you the only ones in here from New York, and look at these motherfuckers. Like, really? They were going in. Shout out to Manchester.
Man, I still gotta get to Jamaica, man.
Listen,
but look, yo, if you liked all of that, if you liked all of that, I know you like this one.
Exactly. Listen, he has enough material that you like that we can run a set.
For real. I mean, look at everything we've played so far. Oh, hold up. What about this song? What happened to Kristen Demilion?
She signed to Cash Money.
She did sign?
I think so.
Cash Money signed there. Yeah. You know what? Tina Marie was signed to Cash Money for a minute, too.
Ooh.
Remember this song?
Good. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I cannot tell me I did not like Ja Rule.
What up, man?
Dang, that's like, what, eight already? Eight songs already?
About seven. Well, yeah, I'm going to say that's seven. Because this going to be eight. Yeah.
How it's going down. Shout out to my man B Brown. You know what I'm saying? Bobby I still Brown. Fucks with Bobby Brown, man. For oh, real. Yeah. And to the Houston family, stop hating on that guy, man.
That's what I'm talking
he
about.
He still is the parent of that child. Wow. That's crazy, man. For all the hate we give that man, he's giving us all this music.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Okay, so that's hate, right?
Like my thuggin',
But I think I like this just for B Brown.
I know you like this, bro. This is
wow.
Like you wanna snap.
That's nine. That's nine. If y'all don't give a fuck, like we don't give a fuck. Throw your motherfucking fingers in the air. Motherfuckers, the war's all we gon' part. All niggas to be feminine. Guns rapping the synergy. For the love of the Benjamin. Keep them leaking and bleeding through walls with his broad trembling. I'm sending it to the law, pause my adrenaline. Slow mo, niggas getting slow. That's just crazy, man.
Yeah.
We already didn't gave you blah, tracks, man. It's a straight run.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's when Irv Gotti was giving them good beats, man.
Yeah, Job Hood. Irv Gotti was just sampling everything. Man.
Everything.
Dang, man, we could do like a Where Are They Now segment. We could do a like a One Hit Wonder segment. Wow.
So, and who will we start off with the One Hit Wonder?
One Hit Wonder? Me personally, I'd probably start off with these cats right here.
Yeah, they might be the biggest ones. Yeah. You know, money-wise, you know.
Like they ate off of this song.
Still eat?
Tag team back again. Check it, the record. Let's begin. This was another. He didn't eat as much, but this is another one hit wonder.
Oh, I hear this a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why people like this song, but
I'm like, did he get a whole album out of that?
I wish I was a little bit taller. He did.
Wow.
I would call it. I wish I had a rabbit and a hat.
And it was just some ABC type ass rhymes, man. It was Nickelodeon type
simple.
Shit.
It was real simple. Wow. You know what? This was another one hit wonder. I actually kind of liked the song. This was like early 90s. I think this was like late 80s.
You know, I did like this a little bit.
I still don't know what the fuck Diddy is.
Me neither.
Not Diddy.
He was them.
D-I-T-T-Y, not D-I-D-D-Y. Not P. Diddy, Papa, Papa, Dot. Puff Daddy. P. Diddy, Pitty, Pitty, Pop. What happened? Where you at, Paperboy? Paperboy, where are you?
I mean, the name alone let me know he wasn't going to be nothing.
Yeah, that wasn't like a long-term, like, you know, I'm going to be, you know, like, serious.
Crazy. It's just crazy to think, you know,
there was a lot of people out there.
Like I said,
was,
prisoners of the moment, man. We're prisoners of the moment, man. You know, somebody just come out with something that we just gravitate to, you know, the catchy hook or whatever, and
yeah,
you think that's gonna be the new wave. And
you know, cause like for a minute it was hot to be a leprechaun in Houston, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
What happened to this dude? I mean, y'all people like wondering, like,
I'm gonna look for him when I go to Houston next month.
I'm going to Houston at the end of the month, and I'm not gonna see him.
Yeah, he probably ain't even in there, man. He's not down there. Between him, it's a lot of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, man. What happened to this dude? He was high.
What happened to him? Where's Chamillionaire? Slim Thug.
Paul Wow.
I mean, this is the whole damn Houston except for them Bun B and Scarface.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you though. And he ate off this song too.
What?
He ate off
but
this
song. But you know what's funny? Even though you might not have looked at this, you know, lyrically, you can't say you didn't like it.
They see me rolling, they hating.
He ate off this so bad because damn Weird Al used it, so you know he. Once Weird Al uses your song, you know you made it.
Cause I mean, like for real, I didn't even really like this song, but this was like, if you went to a club with a whole bunch of white people, this was like the anthem. They white people love this song. If white people love this song,
you see, they got this in the Volkswagen commercial now. So he's really.
My thing is this: what happened to this dude? Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, who?
Mike Jones.
Everybody on this song made it bigger than you, and this is your song. Paul Wall was a little, you know, he had a little big success. Slim Thug is still doing it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This your song, and you the only one that's not really.
What if he's still big in Houston?
I'll find out at the end of the month and let you know, but I kind of doubt it. Cause last time I went to Houston, when he was bubbling, like he wasn't bubbling. Like I think he was like Wale to DC.
Wow.
Yo, what happened to these cats, yo? The scandal.
Oh, we know. We already know what happened to them.
One didn't make it, right? Yeah, one passed.
And because probably, of all this.
And you know what's funny? Because we're sitting talking like, oh yeah, one passed because we know what's coming up and everything. Everybody's like, what are they talking about? Who died? What did you? I don't know. Do y'all know now? Do you know?
When they had him on VH1 Behind the Music, where they showed the one guy when the record skipped and he ran off the stage, he left the other one out there.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Wow.
They didn't know.
And the one dude that got left out there, he was dancing to the beat. When it was skipping, he was dancing to the skip.
He was skipping. Dance with the skip. Dance with the skip. Dance with the skip. Dance with the skip. Girl, you know it's true.
They probably still eating too. Well,
he one eating. Back to the East Coast. What happened to this dude? Like this is one example of why if you come from a certain area, you shouldn't try to sound like somebody from another area.
Exactly.
If you're from New York, don't try and sound like you're from the South. If you're from the South, don't try and sound like you're from New York. If you're from DC, don't piss off all the DCs that they don't even like you and that they make promos like dissing you.
Well, I guess a disclaimer promo would just be, you know, don't follow like
trends.
The K Slay formula and just, you know, ride a dick of whoever you think is the new hot shit down south or whatever, man. That dude.
And don't be afraid to talk about K Slay because he really ain't gonna slap you. He ain't gonna lose his job.
Listen, man, I ain't scared of no nigga. For real.
I'll slap your favorite DJ. What? Nigga, what if that DJ got a gun? He gonna, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't understand. Certain dudes, like, stay in your lane. That, you know, try and be
smack
a thug.
You're
a
you know
DJ.
Saying?
You're a DJ. Just be a DJ. Don't try and be a thug. And because everybody you put out, none of them made money. Nobody blew.
And I fucked with. I fucked with Papoose, I co-signed that nigga, even though he ain't shit either. You understand? Mixtape, well, nigga.
How's his career doing for you?
Mixtape, nigga, for a non-mixtape-ass DJ.
But on a good note, what happened to these cats?
Hey.
Yeah. Where they at? Come on, y'all need to put a Greatest Hits Part 2 album out.
I last seen them on Monique's show, which is no longer on. But they're torn.
Got cut
they,
too?
They torn.
It's still torn?
Tough. Yeah.
Okay. Of Mint course. Condition is that. That's the group. Very slept on. I mean, they're an actual band that, you know, they have members that play instruments and they do it well.
And that's why they'll have longevity.
Yeah.
They can tour for the rest of their career.
You know who else I'm missing?
Choose to make albums.
Yeah. If not, they just, you know, whatever. They're going to live off of, you know, the success of songs like this. You know, like this group right here. I don't know where they're at, but I'm pretty sure they're still doing a little something, something.
Wow. Where are they?
You know?
You know who else? You know who else missing too? Remember when Silk was big, Shy was big too? What,
yeah,
what happened to them?
What happened to Shy? I don't know, man.
That's
they,
crazy.
They came with like a couple of tracks, you know, that was like big and then just like disappeared, you know. I mean, they did. They pumped with Jay-Z a little bit.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Pause.
The early Jay, right?
I know, right? When he's still, I dig it out. But some of y'all might be a little too young and don't recognize, you know, that song. You might know Shy from like something like
Shy.
See, this is some old, you know, every time there was a step show in college, you know, somebody would come out to this, you know, the Kappas or the fucking Alphas or shit, you know what I'm saying? The regular niggas that's on your campus and they come out to this shit and bitches are sitting there yelling and shit like, these are the same raggedy niggas that y'all don't even talk to on a regular day, but they come out to this one fucking song and y'all just yelling for them and shit right. Like that.
Oh my God, he's so handsome, yeah.
And I'd be sitting there like, really?
That's what you like?
Like, really?
That's how you do?
Wow.
What happened to this dude? Let the beat
drop. Did he die?
I don't think so. I think he's still alive.
I think he died, though.
The
fact
he died?
I think so.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, he died. Man, cut it off. He said, what happened to this dude?
I'm sorry.
We might have to end on that.
I know, right? I don't want you thinking I'm trying to be like funny. I really didn't know, you know. Well, if he did die, I'm gonna keep playing it because I mean, like, in his honor, and you know. I do know, you know, because when you hear the word gangster, it makes you think of a lot of people. So, you know, you tend to wonder. Speaking of gangsters. Where the fuck?
And he is really eating off of this. He grooving off of this.
This is his this track.
All you can eat buffet type shit off of this.
You know, all you can eat. You know where the Fat Boys is if you ever saw Unsung. Is this dude still in jail?
Shit, was he on death row or some shit?
I don't know.
Supposed to get the electric chair or some
something
shit.
Something like that.
Wow.
But I heard that, you know, he was... All right, and I guess
trying to play like Keystone Capers and being bank robbers type shit.
I don't know.
Him and Steady B.
Yeah, up? Steady B was thugging it up too. Straight thugging it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit cray.
That was a shit too.
This was a hot track though.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh.
You got it.
Hey.
What happened? This
wasn't
dude,
the greatest MC though. Wow.
Where
they put him in one movie and you ain't hear nothing more from him.
Y'all shut the fuck up.
They had beats.
Oh, they had some beats, dude. MC8, Compton's Most Wanted, had some beats. If you don't think so, do I need to put them on?
Run through it.
Run through it real quick. Okay. Okay. Y'all hear this right in the background, right? Big game. To the beats. Wake your punk ass up for the 94 shot.
MC8's in the motherfucking house.
Yeah. That was classic. Yeah.
Putting this on to some lingo, too.
Yeah. Straight up beats. Yeah. A fucked up childhood is right the way I am. It's got me in the state. Gotta crank it up a little bit. See, I can hear that. Somebody help me, but nah, they don't hear that flavor. I guess I'll be another victim. a thug ghetto. Ain't no escaping cause I'm way too young. But like we said, they have beats like this one.
Some of that real gangster shit coming from an original nigga. Yeah, that's from the zombie streets. MCX in the motherfucking house. Shit.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Yeah. His signature shit.
Yeah.
It's on the run. No honking about.
Yeah.
So hold on. They had beats though. They had beats because this is gonna come in like. This might not be your type of music, but. These cats have some beats. And it was like, even though they were West Coast, they had an appreciation for music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they might have been West Coast and, like, sampled a lot of...
They had,
you know,
great,
like,
samples, though.
Yeah, yeah, really. They might have, like, a lot of the typical, you know, stereotypical West Coast samples you were used to. Then you heard shit like this. You know, this not typical West Coast sample. You know, this Isaac Hayes.
True.
Walk on by. You know what I mean? I got another gang story to tell. Then they had the little pimp shit too. Bring that beat back. They had some pimp shit.
Listen to that. What more can I say? So it's easy to say they could have been like the West Coast version of Group Home. Back for the payback black. They even the West Coast.
It was a little bit more lyrical.
More lyrical, though.
It was a little bit more lyrical than Group Home. But then they even came out with Scarface and had some just, you know, some Lynn Collins on there. You know, because Lynn Collins was a bad chick back in the day. She was like, I think she's like the queen of like West Coast hip hop, because a lot of people sample her. Put a pocket full of rocks. what was the one track? They had a track. They had a track that was similar to like another East Coast group. Like, you know, it's like this track. I'm trying to remember what it was. It proved that, you know, it's not about where you're from. It's about, you know, what you put out, the music you put out, and everything like that.
Music wasn't regional. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to how you rhyme, man. Like, it's a wonder. It amazes me that people listen to a whole album full of him just rhyming like that.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
and too short.
Matter of fact, this is the track right here where it just let you know it wasn't about, you know, West Coast or East Coast or Dirty South. I mean, everybody was like, oh, that's Black Moon. Nah. That ain't Black Moon. That's CMW. Siggity, step back. He goes and push up.
Dressed in black, dealing from blood to crack. And he riding the beat too.
Don't that I'm trying to scheme. And if he let me get too close, I might duck feet.
Make it snaps as he search to the club, bitches. Where's your spot? Because I know where is he? Fucking riches.
MCA,
I wanna know is, does he still have the curl? Name,
hook him up with a Jerry curl, right? Y'all
know the game. I wanna know if he's still rocking the curl. Little devil. Rush his ass
to the spot as I clock him with the but shovel. You know what? Don't wanna do the dude it, that he didn't really get along with, but then they ended up, you know, I mean, I don't know, they wasn't beefing like him and like DJ Quick. DJ Quick's still DJing, so we know where he at. They wasn't beefing like that, but they wasn't like the best of friends, but then they ended up doing an album together, you know. Spice One, where he at?
Oh, man. Spice One was tough, though.
Yeah. Spice One had some shit, man. Like, cats don't understand.
Listen to him, man. He can literally rhyme, though. But he just had the West Coast style.
This dude had a song called Running Out the Crack House. It goes like, yo, this dude had a song called Trigger Happy Nigga.
Yeah.
That's some gangster shit right there. Like you said. But like I said, once again, it ain't where you're from. It's you know, what you're into. If it's about the music, it's gonna be about the music. Cause like, you know, even somebody from the West Coast could sample Marvin Gaye. Living day by day in my hood on the spot. Make me wanna holler. Dope means cops. Just the average day in the streets,
California. 5-0 find a young girl dead round the corner. Rhyming like they know that shit is hot though.
Yeah.
You couldn't even really hate me either, man. See, the thing about hip hop back then was they had their own lane, man. Nobody was even feeling that void, you know. So that's why they got over like they did, you know. And the thing about it was, you know, since, you know, we were on a whole different side of the country, you know, we, you know, when they told stories, we were intrigued, you know. That's how they living over there, out west. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. But you know what, though? Let's bring it back to the East Coast, man. What happened to these cats, man? OGC. Where y'all at?
Is Durant locked up still?
I don't know, man. Them dudes, obviously they came last after, like, Black Moon.
Yeah.
Helter Skelter.
You know, Duck Down's my favorite crew, so.
Yeah. But you know, it's like they had Black Moon, they had Helter Skelter, they had Smith and Wesson. Then they came out, you know what I mean? So it's like they had to battle with that, little, you know. But you know what?
The LeFleur, that's right. Yeah, Scott. That put them on the map, though, man.
Oh yeah.
That made everybody want to check for them, man.
Definitely. That was a classic track, man.
I think they should have maximized that and just made a Fab Five album first.
They should have maximized their growth potential. I can't call it though.
That should sound good and you ain't heard it in a minute.
Yeah.
Is this turning into another set?
No, it's not gonna turn into a set. It's just one of them, like, you know, you wonder, like, what happened to people, and, you know. Sometimes it's like, you know, why did they do what they did? Because, you know, it's like, if you had to stop playing with the gimmicks and just been a rapper, you might have had to sustain the career. But sometimes it's like, you know, even being a rapper, you know, just sticking to your craft is just like, you know, doesn't always work because some people want the bullshit, you know. Like, what happened to this dude right here? J Mills, you still on Young Money, Cash Money?
Is he?
I don't know. I think so. On Twitter, he just talking about waking up, you know, happy with, you know, his natural hibiscus lifestyle. That's all I
ghostwriting there, I guess.
He must be getting them ghostwriting checks.
I couldn't understand why he signed with them anyway. It didn't make sense to me. And my thing with him was, I thought, you know, after he was on the Making of the Band when he freestyled against Ness and them dudes, I thought Puff should have just gave him a damn
shot. I was
shot.
Thinking Bad Boy, Def Jam, Rockefeller was like one
Bad
of the
Boy
only.
Bad Boy should have signed him up.
Yeah. What happened to this chick? You know, 10 plastic surgeries later.
That's what I was gonna say. Which Lil Kim are you talking about? The boobs and all. And the sad part about her was she was pretty before she even did anything.
She was cute when she first came out before plastic surgery.
She didn't need to do a thing.
Hot,
man.
She was right.
The hardcore album cover. How many people had that on their
exactly.
wall?
Exactly. No, forget the album cover. The promo pic poster.
Oh yeah.
That was the picture.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, you know, plastic surgery kicked in and yeah, I couldn't tell you. Okay, now you gonna know. You know, we know where one of these people is. Where's the other half of Pusha T out? Where Malice at?
Got pushed back.
Yeah.
Malice wrote a book.
Yeah, he did write the book. He was doing this thing online, you know.
You know, I just think with the clips that we don't want to hear them solo. We just want to hear them as the clips.
Exactly. I like Pusha T.
Let the Neptunes do the beats.
Yeah. I like Pusha T, but, like, we want to hear you and your brother. Like, we want to hear these two brothers come out, you know, real soon because they had some good music.
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle for, you know, using this, you know, on the show, for real, for real. That's one thing about Dave Chappelle, man. He always had underground hip hop showcased on his show, man.
Oh,
for
yeah,
real.
Most definitely, most definitely.
That shout out to Jimmy Fallon for being smart enough to get the roots on his show.
Exactly. And shout out to this girl. Where you at?
You know what? That was, you know what? She reminds me of the, you know, the ugly duckling that turned into a beautiful swan.
Yeah, when she first
came on.
Because
when she first came on, yeah, like, she really looked like the pit bull in a skirt. She didn't even, ironically, she never had a skirt on when she first came on. But, you know, when she started acting and everything, she turned out to be very, you know, she wasn't hard on the eye anymore.
Yeah. She was tolerable.
Yeah. Is she even rhyming anymore? I know the album was supposed to be in the works and everything. You
she
know.
Probably with this dude right here. This is what I sound like after 5 years.
Is he back in the church?
And if you try and sign the G-Unit and Bad Boy is the reason you can't, you probably go back to church trying to pray like, please give me out this deal.
At least he didn't get the tattoo like Mobb Deep did.
Yeah. Ooh, what happened to this dude though, man?
Wow. Yo, you can really do a Memphis Bleek set, yeah, with all of the stuff that he came out with, because you know they would give him the best beats.
He got
everything.
Catalog.
I mean, this guy opened up the Hard Knock Life album.
Opened,
you know what I'm saying? The Volume 3 album. I'm like, wow.
1-2, y'all. He got all the beats. He got all the love. It was like, look, please make it happen as far as your career.
Never had to do anything a day in his life.
He
man.
Probably still don't have to do anything. He probably still getting, like, checks. Just,
I mean, he got sneakers up.
Just
not saying
just,
much, but
just eat, man.
Oh, he's eating.
What happened to this dude in the rap game? I'm sorry, yeah, this is just funny.
Yo, listen here, man. He has to get props for the simple fact that he rhymed with Big.
Yeah, you know how Big and Peter Guns on the same track.
And
same album.
And he rhymed with Meth. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yeah.
He gets props.
Yo,
and Rock
does.
Him. He rhymed with Rock Him.
He definitely gets props. You can't stop it.
Block it. When I drop it. And he's flowing. He's on high. Rhyme on the topic.
Yo,
he should go ahead and rhyme this one night when he's doing commentating a TNT.
I know,
yeah.
Right? Yo, what happened to this group and the guest feature? Where Beatnuts at?
Wow.
Where Greg Nice?
You know
at?
What? You know what? I love the Beatnuts, man.
Yeah.
You know, off the books. You know, just you know,
when,
not
when,
to mention they did beats, man.
When the Alcoholics and Beat Nuts album coming out? I think it was called Lick Nuts, Bars.
There's your technical. That's your second technical. You're officially thrown out.
I was quoting.
No, you're officially. You didn't say, and I quote.
Okay, and I quote the album.
Too late.
Called
Too late.
The Alcoholics and Beat Nuts.
Don't you dare say it again.
The end half of alcohol. The last syllable of Alcoholics and the first syllable of Beat Nuts. I'm going to leave it at that. Where are these dudes at? I know, we know Young Chris.
Yo.
Six Figure.
You know, it's funny to listen to, you know, what we used to tolerate.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I mean, this was whacking. Like, it's still better than, like, a lot of stuff that come out. Like, One Hit Wonders at least was tolerable back in the day. What happened to these dudes? Get him.
You know, I used to love them. You know what? If I can make a request, since you played them, uh-huh, you have For the Love of Money.
You mean this one right here?
Yo, that's my guilty pleasure, yo, for real.
Honestly, this is mine too. So, who might have to just be like, you know what?
That's my guilty pleasure, son.
This might have to be the, like, you know, we want to thank y'all for coming out. God bless you. But
ooh, that this was a track back then, yo.
We can't do this all night long as far as like the Where Are They Now set.
Right,
so,
right.
Just be on the lookout for us next time. I got the Tribe Called Quest set coming. You know, big shout out to Ev.
Shout out to Ev, who's
dealing with our sponsor right now.
Yes. Partaking in the sponsor.
Partaking in sponsorship.
He's actually, like, you know, You know how, like, we have wine tasters?
He's in a meeting with sponsorship right now.
He's actually, like, tasting and making sure that, you know, the flavor of the month is, like, adequately supervised.
Exactly. You know, he's making sure that, you know, all the future flavors of the month, you know, keep rolling in. He's handling the business of business, so to speak. And, you know, shout out to Sean Touch, who blazed y'all with the All About Biggie set, you know.
Shout out to me, who did nothing but referee today.
Shout out to me. I played some new stuff for y'all. Shout out to Blue Legacy. Shout out to Eternia, Ty Phoenix, Jean Gray. I almost said Jane Blaze. Where's Jane Blaze? She was fine, too.
Yes, she was.
She was fine. Just two songs.
Shout out to, you know, Simone Arabia.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Doing big things. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Significant Gift.
Yes. Nitty Scott MC.
Hot Big Hop.
Shout out to Hot Big Hop, man.
If y'all don't know,
y'all better learn. For real. The Penny Hardaway mix CD, man. Get on it, man. You know.
Hold on. I gotta run that back. Because that's one of my favorite parts of the song. When Eazy-E come on.
Stupid mother.
But yo, we gonna say shout out to everybody. We appreciate all the listeners. Keep on listening, and we gonna ride out with Eazy-E, like this.
But tune in next week.
Making sure the popos don't see me. Now my fat sack of rocks, hell yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my drawers, I had the balls, and yeah, I still don't trust them. Now my game is tight as hell is my game. Eazy-E, CPT, or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now those might trip on how I stack my grips. I got the habit, yeah, for the love of this. Stupid sucker. Been told I'm in touch with the fish way. Cover my crime every time. Follow me down the 99, and you will find all of my kind. Check out the rips and nails. Drop down, run on my bed, I'm in hood ribs. Like when I'm making me grip, when I'm in click, roll on my throat lip. When I thug, I pay me. Put him in mud, buck him in pumper. For the love of mine, with nothing to lose. Rolling with truth, rolling with thugs, it's going down. They pumping three rounds, gonna win a McKang bang, gonna make that money, made it still. For the love of money, gonna make that money, man. Bitch, you can slip it, the chocolate, fall in the night time. Gotta get mine, ain't taking the shots of the loss. It's time for the bomb, call up my nigga, send at home. Polish in the back, 10 crumb. Got a dick, we can hit, so bring your shit. Cause once again, it's on. Sing it. It's on with a sip of burn. My weak to the curb, so I'm swerving roadblocks.
This is Real Radio.
Smoke up by the May Bronx, so high, not coming to slay. With four grenades and a gauge, I'ma play. With the love, I'm falling the grave. Been late, feeling in the dry lake. Which spot of the place, and quickly rolled up. Bulldozed to the living room, hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Fucking the kaboom, it blew all them bodies all over the room. Them doom, and gotta move fast. Why the purple's coming? Snatch up me, yummy. So nigga, don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quicker than not quite. Cause flesh be loving this money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them cyclists, dusters, making that money. Stand on your feet, and you better believe. Gotta have that cheese for the green leaves. Never catch me sleep. Steady on the grind, getting my stand down from a crime. And I hit up the 99, giving up that yayo, making me say yo. 20s, nickels, and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, then bailing. Me kicking up dust, I'm trailing, failing. 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night. Quiet, mission to check the meal and still be real. Thugging on the block, rock, creeping on the common. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another plot and scheme. Gotta make some great for soldiers. Nut up, butter. Gotta get that business on, even though the Buddha run has done me feeling lovely. But I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Standing on the corner, straight slanging rocks. Oh shit, here comes a motherfucking cop. So I dash, I ducks, and I hide behind a tree, making sure the motherfuckers.
niggas don't see me. Now my fat sack of rocks, hell yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my draws, I had the balls, and yeah, it's still motherfucker. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck. It's my game, easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stacks my grip. I got to have it, bitch.
Money, man.
For the love of this shit.
Every time, follow me down the 99, and you will find all of me kind. Check out the rips, the nails, drop down, run them up out of me hood, ribs. Like when I'm making me grip, with them me click, rolling with growth flips. The thug I be, put them in mud, buckle me pump blood. Got nothing to lose, bitch, you better respect rip. Or you best just check your slug, it's going down. Gonna pump in three rounds, gonna win them a gang, bang. Gonna make that money, man, it's still the same. Did it run things wild? I take you up into a barrel of a gun. See, for the dub, you're done for the part I run.
Nigga, dump up my mind, dump in this dub game. So people's been creeping, been crawling off on a mission. The back in the days when niggas was bellin' with solos and wanted to get paid. But it took my side, little nigga rip, step up on a mission for money. You give up the cash, so that was your ass, cause me and my nigga was hungry. If it took your stolen, you might just catch one to the temple and I'm bone raw dogging. Some niggas just make this shit simple and run. Me fill them with bullets and double me rivers. Remember, me killer now. My money me dig ya. 6 feet in the ditch and get with ya. Cause bitch you was slipping, I'll get you and rip ya. Then fuck ya down. Skinny rubbing the steel, they making the killer. Nigga drug dealing, needing a million. Nuzzling drugs, but it does be chilling. For the money these niggas be selling. Up in the gut, where you find a nigga thugging. Off in the brains and skulls. And when I stick you and lick you with me, my right get on my foot to love and more. Bone in the motherfucking house for the 9 quarts, nigga. Yeah. Rolling with Rufus in this bitch. My nigga Lazy Bone. Busy Bone, Wishbone, and Fleshy Bone. And I'm that nigga Crazy Bone. In the motherfucking house.
This is Rod Radio.
Real rap, raw.
This is Rod Radio.
Real rap, raw.